This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. President Trump abruptly, U.S. President Donald Trump abruptly ended talks with Democrats Tuesday on an economic aid package, drawing criticism from presidential rival Joe Biden that the president was abandoning Americans in the midst of a pandemic. Along with Biden, congressional Democrats and some Republicans blasted Mr. Trump, saying more was needed to help the millions who have lost their jobs because of the coronavirus. So far, the virus has killed 210,000 people in the United States and infected nearly 7.5 million across the country, according to Johns Hopkins University data. More than 1 million plus worldwide have died and nearly 36 million have been infected. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of COVID-19 vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. The move Tuesday is the latest example of the tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. That requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by Election Day, November 3rd. Germany's states have agreed residents of domestic coronavirus risk areas should not be allowed to stay in hotels and other parts of the country to curb surging numbers of new infections. That's according to the news agency DPA. The news comes just days before about half of Germany's federal states start 2 weeks of school holidays. Coronavirus infections have climbed steadily in Germany over the last 2 months. The capital, Berlin, announced a late-night curfew on restaurants and bars Tuesday. This is VOA News. Azeri President Ilham Aliyev said Wednesday his country would return to talks with Armenia after the acute phase of military conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh region ends, this according to the Russian news agency TASS. Aliyev, who spoke to the Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone, said in an interview with Russian state television that Turkey had the right to participate in mediation. Armenia's prime minister told Time magazine Armenia would agree to a ceasefire only if Turkey discontinued its engagement and mercenaries were withdrawn. Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch said Tuesday it's displeased by what it called Ankara's failures to sustain democracy and fight corruption. Its annual report on the country, the European Commission cited too much political power in the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which has in a poor economy and eroded the independence of the judiciary. Wednesday, Estonia said it was recalling its ambassador from Belarus following similar action by Poland and Lithuania as part of a political crisis after a disputed August 9th election. Estonia's foreign minister said, quote, Estonia sees Belarus pressuring Lithuania and Poland as unjustified and regrettable, end quote. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris are set to debate Wednesday night ahead of next month's presidential election. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Vice President Mike Pence.
We're ready.
And Senator Kamala Harris.
We have to do better as a country.
Take center stage tonight in election 2020 as they meet in the lone vice presidential debate. The debate will take place in Salt Lake City with the coronavirus front and center. President Donald Trump is recovering at the White House after testing positive for COVID-19 last week. At the insistence of the Harris camp and over the objections of the Pence team, there will be plexiglass barriers between the candidates, who will be 12 and a quarter feet apart. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Trump, quote, shouldn't have a debate if the president still has COVID-19. Biden said Tuesday he's looking forward to being able to debate him, but said we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. The Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Science, Göran Hansen, says the decision has been made for the winners of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry 2020.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has today decided to award the prize in chemistry jointly to Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna for the development of a method for genome editing.
From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.